Photo - It wasn't funny, Australian dad upset by child's disgusting Father's Day gift from school. By Amy Furr on September 18, 2023. A father in Perth, Australia, was deeply disturbed when his six-year-old daughter gave him a Father's Day gift sent home with her from school that promotes suicide, but was apparently meant as a joke. The gift appeared to be a cube made from paper, like a large die, with phrases printed on it to give fathers a chuckle, Nine News reported Friday. However, one side of the cube had a message that most people would find offensive and hurtful. An image shows the cube and the printed words that read, "Bullet, take when all else fails." Underneath the words is a picture of a bullet, and the child appeared to have colored it orange and pink and also added a heart. Trent Howard felt disgusted that the six-year-old girl was given the cube to later give to him. The Nine News report said a teacher at Connolly Primary School gave it to her to give to her father. Howard said, "If you've had enough, shoot yourself, what else could that be interpreted to, say? I have a weird sense of humor, but that's not part of any sense of humor to anybody." According to the school's website, the principal said educators want the children enrolled to grow in a harmonious environment. "We believe each child should grow academically, socially and emotionally," the message continues. The teacher apparently claimed the craft was meant to be a joke, and Howard's wife said, "They wanted to be funny. That was my interpretation of what the teacher had said to me. It wasn't funny." Social media users who commented on the image were also upset by the joke. One person writing, "This is just wrong, unacceptable. When did people lose their ability to use basic common sense? This isn't a funny joke, this isn't an appropriate thing to send home with a child. How is it that so many so-called adults are devoid of basic common sense? He has every right to be outraged," another user replied. According to Nine News, officials with the Department of Education said the craft showed a lack of judgment. The school issued an apology to the parents affected.